My mother always made Christmas special for Emma and me. We'd wake up early Christmas morning and find bright red stockings greeting us from our bedposts. But one year...
Wow, would you look at that?
It's beautiful.
I wonder how much it costs.
All right. Come on, you kids. Move along. You're fogging up my windows.
How much is that sled?
$15. You got $15, huh?
No.
I didn't think so. Now, come on. Move along before I lose my patience.
Jet black, with red and orange flames down the side. It was the most beautiful sled I'd ever seen. Christmas Day finally arrived. I bolted from a sleepless bed and jumped down the stairway, skipping two steps at a time. I ran to the tree, and underneath it stood a big box wrapped in newspaper. My mother and sister watched as I ripped at the newspaper until it lay in shreds all around me. I fumbled at the box and opened it.
I'm sorry, honey. Santa couldn't get you the sled this year. But look at the wonderful coat he gave you.
I found out years later that she'd made the coat herself.
Where is it? Where's my sled?
David, what about the coat? Look how beautiful it is.
Well, that night, I ran away. I ran away from home. I ran away from Emma. I ran away from my mother. I ran and ran past the houses, past the Christmas lights, past the school, past everything I knew. Before long, I was lost. It was dark and cold, and I was frightened. I wanted to go back, but everywhere I turned, shadows watched. In the distance, I could hear strange sounds, yelling, singing, laughing. Where was I? There was nowhere to turn. The shadows started to come closer, started towards me. I wanted to go back to my bed and sleep this nightmare away. And then a hand grabbed my shoulder.
Ah!
Why, hello, little one. And who do we have here?
David.
And why is David all alone on this wonderful Christmas evening?
Suddenly, I burst into tears. I told him about the sled. I told him of the coat. The more I talked, the more he smiled. He listened to my story and said,
Noel, c'est l'amour. Well, here, come with me.
He took off his cap and plunked it on my head. And then he lifted me onto his massive shoulders and walked towards the lights and sounds in the distance. Soon we were in the middle of what seemed to be a square. All these strange people milling about, smiling, laughing, singing. Old and dirty clothes took on a beauty all their own in the shimmering firelight. When I looked around, there were no toys, no Christmas lights, nothing. And yet...
You see, David, this is my world. These are my friends, my family. Here we have everything we need.
But you have nothing.
We have each other. What else is there? Noel, c'est l'amour.
Why do you keep saying that? What does that mean?
Christmas is many different things to different people, David. But most of all, Christmas is love. Noel, c'est l'amour. And now, it's time.
He walked in long and powerful strides. Before I knew it, things began to look familiar. There was my school on the left, the park on the right, and the houses all in a row, and I pointed over there. That's my home. He stopped and lowered me from his shoulders. I pulled the cap off and held it out to him. He took the cap, looked at it, and shoved it back onto my head.
Keep it, and remember.
Noel, c'est l'amour.
He smiled, turned, and walked away into the darkness. I ran inside, threw on my new coat, and woke up Emma. Half asleep, she threw on her coat and walked out the door. And there I was, standing next to the cardboard box my coat had been wrapped in.
What are you doing?
It's my new sled. Don't just stand there. Hop in.
The years went by, and though I've walked this city 1,000 times, I'd never come across that magical place or that wonderful man. But I still have the cap. Whenever I forget the real meaning of Christmas, I hold it in my hands. And I remember.
Noel, c'est l'amour.
Christmas is love.